I have pressed the magic button.
You pressed the button. Now we're using your list or my list.
We should start with... I don't know.
You can do the introduction this time.
Oh, I've got to do the introduction.
Yes, you can.
So today, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Addicted to Disney podcast. Today we're going to talk about something that is very close to Cassie's heart because she's doing it all the time, and that is Disney collectibles.
What are you on about?
What do you mean, what am I on about?
I don't collect too much.
Two-thirds of our luggage coming back from any trip is full of things that Kaz is, quote, collecting, unquote.
That's why I take half-empty suitcases.
Exactly. So it's like I get two pairs of pants and a T-shirt, and I come back with two pairs of pants and nine T-shirts. Eight of them all fit Kaz. So what are we going to start with? We're going to start with your favourite, I think.
My favourite?
Yeah, Loungefly bags.
Loungefly bags, okay. Now, well, I hadn't actually planned to start collecting Loungefly bags.
That's what she says.
No, I hadn't. Honest, I hadn't actually planned to start collecting Loungefly bags because initially I couldn't see the appeal of them, and then I got my first one. I was like, yeah, these are quite nice. I was like, well, that's a summer one, so Halloween's coming. Oh, I'll get a Halloween one. Oh, I like that Halloween one. That's quite sweet. So then I bought a Christmas one, and then I started seeing character ones and park-specific ones. So
what is the definition of a Loungefly bag?
Loungefly, to you? Loungefly is a brand, and what they are for me is they are small backpack-style handbags that you'll probably quite often see people wearing around the parks. And they're lightweight, they're comfortable to wear, and they're just really nice. And to me, it's my bag. It's my park bag.
True, I do sometimes get to stick stuff in it.
Yes. Oh, are you taking a bag today? Good. Can you put that in there for me? Yes.
Yeah, basically she has a bag for every day and sometimes one for the evening as well because we're going to go and see some particular character. And it's like, oh, I'm going to bring the Winnie the Pooh bag with me.
I might have the odd one or two when I go that sort of, well, that's my general park bag. And okay, we've got a special event, so that's that park bag. And on the recent trip, which was our cruise, it's a case of, well, I've got one for going into the park, I've got one for going on the cruise, and I've got one for matching my outfit, and then another two accidentally fell in the suitcase.
Yeah, and then we get into the big discussion about, I'm only going to buy one. So she then goes and buys a larger Loungefly bag and denies that it is a Loungefly bag.
Oh, I know which one you're on about. Are you on about my cruise ship rucksack bag?
Yes, the definition of a Loungefly bag. Now, ladies and gentlemen, bear with me here. As far as I'm concerned, there's two requirements for a Loungefly bag. One, it has to be made by Loungefly, which is quite obvious. Two, it has to be a bag. And to me, a bag is a receptacle for carrying things. Therefore, the one that goes on your back and the one that goes over your shoulder that are made by Loungefly are both Loungefly bags. I hope you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, please don't write in because nobody's worried about it, really.
What this boils down to is on our second cruise a couple of years ago, I went into the shop and I spotted a really nice Loungefly branded, and I'm going to stick to that Loungefly branded,
it's a Loungefly bag,
rucksack bag, which was going to be ideal for using as a port bag because it had internal zips, it was waterproof, and it was bigger than a standard Loungefly backpack. Now, the Loungefly backpacks are actually quite small and generally have a big internal pocket and a front zip pocket and two little side pockets. But this one is actually, it's the size of a rucksack, but it's got Loungefly on it.
It's a Loungefly bag.
He's convinced it's a Loungefly bag. So, yeah, okay.
I don't need to be convinced. It is a Loungefly bag.
Okay. But, yeah, I do the rule that I'm only going to buy one. And then I do the, but you could always buy one as well.
Yeah, she uses that trick. So, guys or girls, when your partner says, I'm only going to buy one, but I really like that one over there, what that actually means is you can buy it for me, and therefore I've only bought one because you bought the other one, or two, or three, or four. It doesn't stop. It goes on forever. And every single time you go to a park, every single time you go to a cruise, there is another Loungefly bag because they shell them out like eggs. Every week there's new Loungefly bags.
And I will point out, I'm not the only one to have a Loungefly bag, am I?
That's not a Loungefly bag.
Yes, it is. Does it say Loungefly on it? Is it a bag?
It lights up.
Do you put things in it?
Yeah.
It's a Loungefly bag then.
Okay, yes, I bought a Tron Loungefly bag, but it wasn't one of those silly little backpack ones. This one's a...
It's a crossbody.
It's a crossbody, more manly style. And it lights up when it's on. It's quite good.
Well, I won't mention that Loungefly do ears.
Let's not even go there.
And purses.
Let's not even go there. Because if you realise if you mention purses, you then have to mention the other company.
Oh, you mean Doonies?
Yeah. And by the way, just to demonstrate how bad this actually gets, when we buy things now, just in the house, or just for ourselves, we now count them in Loungefly bags. Loungefly bags for us is almost a currency now. So it's like, oh, that's £100. Well, that's 1.5 Loungefly bags.
That's a bit like you and your gadgets and gizmos. How much was that? Oh, that was £1. Oh, that's 3 Loungeflies then. And then he goes and buys himself a camera bag. And I ask him, okay, that's a really nice camera bag. And the comment was, oh, it's the same price as a Dooney. Now, if you know what Dooney bags are very expensive, very nice. They are made of leather, but...
So is my camera bag.
But I prefer my Loungefly bags.
Yeah, Dooney bags are very expensive.
I do prefer my Loungefly bags. And a top tip, they make very good packing cubes for in your suitcase.
So you can carry more of them.
Exactly.
Okay, you mentioned ears. Ears, yes. If you've ever been to a Disney park or any Disney event, or even these days, walking down the street, one thing you're going to see is kids and adults wearing Mickey Mouse ears. Now, you'd think that bearing in mind Mickey Mouse is a mouse with black ears, that Mickey Mouse ears would just be black ears that go onto a headband. No, you're wrong. There are thousands and thousands and thousands. And as we publish this, there'll be another 1,000 out there of Mickey Mouse ears. You can go to any store in any Disney environment and they will be hundreds of different ears. And again, they change every 5 minutes. So guess what? Kaz collects them. So how many Mickey Mouse ears do you think you have?
I actually counted them.
Oh, God, please, no. How many? Come on, tell. I'm sitting down.
How much does one Loungefly cost?
I'm not worried about the cost at the moment. How many Disney ears do you have?
Not quite 3 digits. I think I've got about 50 pairs, maybe 60.
But you've only got one head.
Yeah, and you have to coordinate your ears to your outfit and your bag. So if, say, you're going to a restaurant on the cruise and the theme is, say, Arendelle, you have to have frozen ears, frozen bag, and a frozen-inspired outfit. If you're going to the park and it's Halloween, you have to have Halloween ears, Halloween T-shirts, Halloween backpacks. If you're going to a celebration event, then you have to have ears that match. They form part of an outfit. And okay, I admit I take 6 or 7 pairs with me whenever I go on an average Disney trip. I like to be different. I don't like being seen out, oh, she's got the same ears on.
She's got the same ears. I must admit, you don't often see people with the same ears.
You do if they've only got one pair. And I will point out 90% of my ears are official Disney ears. You can get ears from other high street retail shops. Not mentioning no names, but almost of my ears are official Disney ears, and some of my ears are also made by Loungefly,
which means they're even more expensive.
Yeah, and the ears are also collectible as well. There are some really lovely ones. I've got some that light up. I've got some that have a swap your bow, which is basically I've got a black headband, and I can this black one black headband suddenly turns into six or seven different ears because I've got different bows that I can swap over. So. Okay. I like my ears. I actually feel naked when I'm not wearing them.
She has even been known to wear them at work.
Yep, and at home. And when I'm doing all my editing on my YouTube, I even have to wear themed ears depending on what video I'm doing. So if it's cruise-specific videos, it's cruise ears. If it's theme park ears, it's theme park ears.
So where's the best place to buy ears?
Best place to buy ears are in the parks themselves because they do have the widest range. Some of the larger shops like Emporium that you find on Main Street, World of Disney that you find in the Disney Village or in Disney Springs. Some of the other shops within the parks, like if you want a specific style of ear, if say you're looking for Marvel ears, then Avengers Campus in Disneyland Paris. Or if you want something personalised, in Walt Disney World, they actually have a shop where you can buy what they call an ear hat. So it's actually a hat with Mickey Mouse ears. And you can have it embroidered. So you can actually have your name put on it.
Yeah, that doesn't class as ears.
It's
that's a hat.
That's ears.
No, it's a hat.
It's an ear hat.
It's a hat.
But Mr. Disney has got a thing about me wearing ears because...
If she's wearing them, I don't have to.
And also, if you haven't heard our podcast about characters, Mr. Disney did have an encounter with Olaf. Well, Olaf laughed at him in my Disney ears.
I'm saying nothing. I deny everything.
Although I do occasionally say to him, just try those on for 5 minutes and grab the odd picture of him here and there.
Where he is.
This does.
No.
This does.
So what's these ears that you keep going on about?
Oh, the rather expensive ears. When Disney had its 50th anniversary in Walt Disney World, they brought out a crystallized set of Disney ears. Now, they were absolutely stunning, and I mean absolutely stunning, as in they were so pretty and shiny. I do like shiny things, and if you like anything with crystals on, you'll know exactly what I mean. In this case of crystallized items look grey, they're really, really pretty. But to give you an idea how expensive they were, they actually had to have them in a glass displayed cabinet, and they had a rather large price tag on.
Which was?
The first pair I looked at were $550, which were really nice. The next ones I looked at were $650, which were okay. And then the set I looked at in Disneyland Paris were €350.
$650 or €350 for a pair of Disney ears?
Yeah, a crystalled Disney ears to celebrate
she's looking at me. She's looking at me across the studio going, you could buy them for me and I could then talk about them. And the answer's no, 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 and no.
There has just been a released set of ears in Walt Disney World by Dooney and Burke, which are really, really, really nice. But they're $275.
Dooney and Burke ears now. So these are the same company that make Dooney bags?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not buying either.
Good. Nor am I. Anyway, let's get to something collectible that's slightly cheaper. Pins. Pins, Basil. Pins.
Yes. Disney pins. Disney have got an enormous, and I mean enormous, range of enamel pin badges. Basically, these are metallic pins. Metallic badges, which are kind of a bit of Disney characters, Disney park icons, Disney logos, with a pin, which basically got a spiky pin that you can then wear on the lanyards, and then you can wear them around the parks. And I might just happen to have a few.
How many's a few?
I'm not telling you.
Go on, tell.
About 350.
I'm at the moment. Nothing.
But they are collectible. They do different ones. They do seasonal ones. They do Christmas ones, Valentine's ones, Easter ones. They do seasonals. They do celebration event ones. So there were the 50th anniversary ones for Walt Disney World. There was the 30th anniversary ones for Disneyland Paris. And they do what they call limited editions, but they only make so many of them. And they are collector's items. And they're just really great. They're just lovely. And yeah, I like collecting them.
So when you have these, what do you do with them?
You build up a collection, but you can also go pin trading. Now, pin trading is something that you hear a lot about on various pin forums that you might be on. Basically, with pin trading, you meet up with a person or a group of people and you look at what pins they've got that they don't want to keep anymore, and what you've got, especially if you've got duplicates, which I do have a couple of duplicates, which are part of I call them my traders. And you can swap. The general rule is you try to swap for the same level pin. So if you've got a pin that's, say, worth $7, you want to swap it for a $7 one. You don't want to swap a $10 pin for a $6 pin, because it doesn't really work out like that. But with the main rule with pin trading, especially if you're going to pin trade with cast members, within the Disney rules, are they have to be official Disney pins. Now, you do get fake ones out there, and they're quite easy to spot, because when you look on the back, they're very cheap enamel, and all the Disney pins are actually embossed. They've got Mickey's on the back. They normally have a Mickey pinhead, and they do actually have somewhere the Disney logo.
And it says copyright Disney.
And it does say copyright Disney. They are collectible, and there's some really nice ones out there as well. And there's some exclusive ones as well. Even you've got a couple.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Yeah, because you've got your photo pass and your cruise one.
Yeah, I managed to get one, which is a photo pass one, which it's actually one that a lot of the cast members who take pictures wear. And as a photographer, it was one that just appealed. And yeah, it's a sort of Mickey Mouse shape with a green spirally bit in the middle, but it's quite rare as well, so I'm told.
Yeah, it is quite. Yours is quite a rare one. And obviously, going on the cruises, you get cruise-specific ones as well. So it's just sort of another sort of souvenir of a trip, and it also helps build up another collection. Not as if I don't need to collect anything.
Yeah, should we go on to what else you collect?
What do you mean?
Well, I have a list here.
Okay. Oh, he's got a list.
I have another one of those lists.
Oh, yeah. I always get worried when he has his lists because I never know what's on them because he sits scribbling. And says, what are you doing? Nothing. And I then realise it's another list for me. Okay. What's on the list?
Okay. Fridge magnets.
Fridge magnets? Yeah. I've got a few.
Yeah. We had to buy a bigger fridge.
Again, fridge magnets are collectible. You get all different ones. You get ones that are photo framed. You get park specific ones. You get special ones. And I might have about 50 so far.
Yeah. As I said, we had to get a new fridge.
And also with magnets, you do actually, if you're an annual pass holder in Walt Disney World, you do get occasionally get the chance to go and show your annual pass and you get an annual pass specific magnet.
Yes, magnets. Also on my list, and considering I'm sitting in a studio on a settee that is covered in stuffed animals, I could suggest that you actually collect stuffed animals characters as well.
I collect Stitch and I collect Mickey and Minnie's and I collect Winnie the Pooh's. Now, this stems back from my first trip to Disneyland Paris back when it was Euro Disney. I brought home a Mickey Mouse. And then just after I came back, the Disney shop opened. If you can ever remember the old style Disney shops that are around, they used to have the big plush mountains. I always wanted a mountain of Disney plushes. So I started collecting Mickey Mouse's and then I bought my first Winnie the Pooh because Winnie the Pooh is one of my favourite Disney characters. And then I discovered that they did all sorts of various different Winnie the Poohs. You can get Winnie the Poohs in different outfits. So I've got Winnie the Pooh.
You've got Winnie the Pooh.
I've got about 175 Winnie the Poohs.
You what?
I got about 175 Winnie the Poohs.
You got 175 Winnie the Poohs?
Yes, all collectibles. And some of them are dated as well. And then I also collect Mickey Mouse's. I don't have as many Mickey Mouse's at the moment. And then, of course...
At the moment, she says.
And, of course, there's Stitch, which we really like. So, yeah. Disney plushies are fun. They're cuddly. They're so cuddly. They're so fluffy. I could die. They're so fluffy.
What else do we have? Spirit jerseys.
Spirit jerseys. Disney sweatshirts.
Expensive Disney sweatshirts.
Very nice Disney sweatshirts. Spirit jersey is a slightly... It's a brand of Disney apparel sweatshirts that you can get in the parks. And they do all different types and styles and colours. And basically, it's a jumper, a long sleeve jumper, which often has a motif or a picture on the front. And on the back, it only has a picture or a motif and some big writing. So you have Walt Disney World specific ones. You have Disney Cruise specific ones. You have the Disney 100 ones because last year was 100 year of Disney. You got the Disney 100 ones. You have the anniversary ones. They're just really comfortable jumpers. Mr. Disney's got a couple as well.
I wouldn't describe them as jumpers. They're sweatshirts.
They're not as thick as a sweatshirt. They're a slightly more lightweight
sweatshirt.
They're not a jumper. They're lightweight. They're ideal out in Florida. And also, they're quite handy because you can actually roll them up and put them in the bottom of your lounge fly bag.
Another use for lounge fly bags.
But yeah, there are other things you can collect at Disney. There are Disney mugs, Disney pens, Disney knickknacks, Disney ornaments, Disney Christmas decorations. Yes, I have a Disney Christmas tree. And there is, if you could see our studio now, there is lots and lots of Disney ornaments around. So yeah, there are all sorts of things you can collect. But the main collectibles for me are my lounge flies, are my pins, and are my ears. And my plushies.
Thank God for that.
Well, if I wanted to start collecting everything, I'd need a bigger house.
Anyway, I think we've bored people enough now.
If you have Disney collectibles, it'd be interesting to hear what you think. And ladies, I think you all agree with me that lounge fly bags are a necessity and having more than one is a must have.
Yes, dear.
I'm going to buy you another one now.
I'm saying that is fair.
I am.
Anyway, I think it's time to say goodbye.
It's time to say goodbye because guess what? I'm going back onto Shop Disney to go shopping. Bye.
More lounge fly bags. Anyway, thanks for listening and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.